Hey yo, welcome to another episode of the Sports Stooge Podcast. I am your host, Tom Shiflett. Joining me as always, my younger brother, Kyle Harkins. What's up, dude?
Nothing much. How we doing?
Check any of Victor playing today on the ESPN stream. Like,
guy's a dog.
It's an alien. Like, a dog doesn't even describe it. He's an alien.
Yeah, LeBron said it perfectly. It's something we've never seen. Talent.
He said he literally used the word alien. So
I mean, that picture of him poking the ball out on that hedge.
On Scoot?
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Oh, my God, dude. Like,
8 foot wingspan, 7 foot four.
Like, never seen anything like it.
Like, the trail three he took where he took the two steps to get to the corner from getting it on the wing and cashing it in is, like, banana shit.
He's next level.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be phenomenal.
Well, I think we have to, like, stop with, like, the Kevin Durant stuff, though. You know what I mean?
No, he's
like,
his own. He's his own enemy.
Nobody that they've done, like, the Kevin Durant comps to has come remotely close to being anywhere near Kevin Durant.
Yeah, so, like I get it. He's, stop that shit. He's tall, like,
he's tall
can
and
shoot.
Skinny, and he can shoot. That doesn't mean he's fucking Kevin Durant.
Right.
Also, like, I think we need to chill because we haven't seen him play, like, in the NBA yet. You know what I mean? Like, where we're talking about like, the greatest thing we've ever seen. It's like, we haven't seen him play in the NBA yet.
Yeah. Like, he's still raw.
Like, people are talking
it's
about
gonna
right
take
now.
Him
like,
some time. He's not going to come in the league.
He's going to come
and
in the league
30.
And he's
going
to be the best rim protector and like knock down 3-point shooter like
no,
in the league. And
not
it's like,
yet. Not
we
yet.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
We don't it's, know that.
He has all the potential in the world.
Like, people are talking about Scoot. Like, Scoot's better than guards in the NBA right now. Like, people are talking about he's better than Russell Westbrook right now. It's like, we haven't even seen him play fucking basketball in the NBA yet.
Yeah. No,
like,
Russ
had a bad year.
Yeah, that's
he
crazy.
Had 18-7-7.
Yeah.
You think Scoot's just going to walk in and do that?
No. I don't think
like,
so.
Like, that's insane to think.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's always fun to hear about watching these young kids play, and they're like...
No, it's awesome, but the comps
and then
ruin
that's
everything.
What I mean. Yeah,
I fucking hate comps. I loathe them so much.
I don't
much.
Like them either. Like, people...
They're lazy, dude.
They blow their load way too... Like,
way
they're
too
like,
quick,
these
man.
Guys are like... Yeah, they're comparing
Yo,
them to, like,
who is
people
even Chet
Holmgren? Team
Nobody even remembers who that guy is anymore. After right. watching Victor the last 2 days,
that's
people
true.
Don't even
I
remember
even
who the fuck Chet Holmgren is
I didn't even think about that.
I haven't even thought about him because he's a fucking alien. We were just talking about that shit with him.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's going to be great too. But Victor, I mean, he's got all the potential in the world.
There was a picture after the game today where Rudy Gobert was standing next to him, and he's like 5 inches taller than Rudy Gobert, who is listed at like clean, like 7'1". It's like, it's
yeah,
not
he could
even
barely
funny,
even,
dude.
Yeah, he couldn't even fit through the fucking when he was getting checked
airport
in.
Thing.
He couldn't even, yeah. I mean, I think he does need, he's of course, he needs work, but I mean, rebounding. He only had 4 rebounds. You'd want him to get a little bit more in there. But regardless, they came back in that game, and he literally led the entire surge and just said, I'm just going to shoot every time.
He had like 34,
the
like
most impressive
seven
thing
blocks.
Is, though, that shot is high, and it's long, and it's literally unblockable.
Yeah.
You can't. So, like, if he can just consistently just shoot outside... Good luck.
Good luck.
You're not stopping.
Well, it's not
it.
Even. It's like the ball handling too, where it's like
it's good. It's not.
Yeah, it's not even a thing.
But
where
it's
like
just,
it's good for a big guy. It's
right.
Like, he has good handles.
It's he's under control.
It's
not
tight.
Like he's
it's
yeah.
Tight.
It's not like he's always nervous or like out of control. Like he is controlled.
It is. He has legitimate like guard handles.
He keeps
for
it.
A guy
he,
7'4".
That his
it's
game
tight.
Is simple too. Yep. He was making it very simple. He wasn't doing hard shit. Like you could say Scotty. He was. I mean, he was doing a lot of shit, you know. He was making shit happen, I get that. But in the NBA, it's a lot
a
harder
couple,
to
well,
do.
He didn't play today. He got taken out early. He's, like, got a bone bruise or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the other night, he had a couple of them where he went right into Victor's body and had a couple, like, tough
yeah,
layups.
Yeah, see, that's
you're
a,
like, God damn. Like,
that's
that
a
was
couple
nice.
Of, yeah, he plays a, someone tweeted, he plays a big 6'2", and that's the best way to look at it.
Well, it's like, people were saying, like, he's a Ja Morant 6'2", and not, like, an Andre Miller 6'2". You know what I mean? Like, there's a, because, like, you imagine Andre Miller, that's a short guard, but then Ja's, like, 6'2", and you're like, oh, that's not that short.
Yeah, Andre
guard.
Miller
like,
can't touch the net.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get that.
But that step back three over Victor, that's impressive. Like, to get that shot
if
off.
If he can get to that, over an 8 foot wingspan.
Jeez Louise,
And not to, like, alter your shot in any way.
At all,
to, like,
nothing.
No.
Yeah, that was smooth.
Like,
there's just little things you take from
it. Victor
and you're
pulled
like,
up from 35 today and just fucking banged it. It's like, oh, cool. That guy's 7'4".
Yeah.
Awesome. It's like literally, it's like those people in 2K who makes those like cheese fucking mods.
Yeah.
So like 7'6" with like the 9 foot wingspan with the tight handles and shoot like KD. It's like, all right.
Yeah. We're going to see some crazy tanking. But I tweeted, I was like,
it
hey,
is going to be funny.
Still got to win the lottery.
Yeah. It's like a lot of teams. I feel like what's going to happen is, like, obviously the Spurs and the Thunder are going to have, like, an epic tank off or whatever. But it feels like one of these teams that has like championship, quote unquote, aspirations or something like that, or supposed to be a play-in team,
right.
or a playoff team at the very least, or a play-in team.
Just tank it.
They don't tank, but like chemistry issues or a lot of injuries, and they just fucking sink, and then all of a sudden they jump in there. Like it feels like, I don't know, like the Chicago Bulls or something. You know what I mean? Or like the Hornets, something like that, where like they should be a play-in tournament, but then shit just hits the fan, and before you know it, they're creeping in there, and they might win the lottery.
Right, yeah, that'd be dangerous. I think the Spurs, I mean, that'd be pretty cool to get Pop one more player before he goes, maybe. I mean, how many years has Pop got?
I don't know.
Not that many.
Maybe he has more if Victor comes
back. Okay, see, though, it's pretty cool, too, if Chet comes back and him. Could you imagine that spread?
And Poku.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Four Slendermen. Giddy.
Giddy out there, yeah, crazy. That
and Shea, yeah.
That lineup would be some.
But there's a bunch of teams that's like it. Like Charlotte would be fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, that would be. Oh, that'd be cool.
Him and LaMelo would be awesome.
Yeah, imagine them in a pick and roll.
That'd be sick.
I mean, what do you? How do you even guard that? Him pick and popping. You could. They couldn't.
Nobody misses.
Yeah, literally. That's all you got to do.
Pray he misses. But yeah, it's preseason basketball is in full swing. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like next week, we're gonna start talking about, we gotta start making like finals predictions and shit like that. Like who's gonna win awards? Because we're like 2 weeks away from the NBA season actually fucking starting.
Yeah, I haven't.
And
been
I didn't even
attention.
Mention Draymond Green and Jordan Poole getting into a fight last night.
I know.
And they, nothing's gonna happen to Draymond, obviously, because what are they gonna suspend him a couple games? He's gonna miss ring night against the Lakers on opening day. Of course not.
I think if Draymond got mad at someone who practiced, it probably was for a reason. But apparently it's because Jordan Poole's all. Like acting like he's a different type of guy.
I don't know. I think
he's just getting a bigger role and he's just being him.
I mean, they've gone at each other a lot. Like there have been moments where they've like gone at each other.
He's like
games.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Other.
Yeah. So like sometimes he takes bad shots.
He's a shit talker, and so is Draymond. So I'm sure Jordan kind of got under his skin a little bit.
Definitely. And he's about to get paid, you know, a bag. So
yeah, I mean, he looked like what Tyler Hero got. And it's like he's going to tell Golden State, like, yeah, come on. Bring it up.
Tyler Hero got paid.
He did get paid.
Big paid.
I mean, a lot of those incentives are absolutely laughable.
What are they?
He's got a couple of them where like they're MVP. Around like, well, yeah, that one. But there's $1 million incentive if he wins Defensive Player of the Year. There's $1 million incentive if he makes any of the All-NBA defensive teams. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? You're not seeing that money.
Is he hanging his hat on the being defensive?
I don't know. There's like a couple of them
that you just laid down.
You're like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? It's like,
well, they want him to be a starting two guard, and Pat Riley said you have to defend in this league to be a starting two. And
well, the first
he did
preseason
start.
Game, they came after him a lot. They got blitzed.
Well, they're gonna
like crazy.
They're gonna come after him every time because he's the worst defender on the floor.
Yeah,
if we got all
so,
of our
I mean,
boys out there,
you're gonna have to strap up.
Just mold it up.
Yeah,
but it's interesting to see because he's gonna start this year. He's trying to start too. Well, he started the other day. They're trying to make him a starting two, and they're trying to have Strus come off the bench.
Well, I was just
now
reading, like,
will
Strus
that work?
Is like
I don't know.
Definitely wants to start.
Oh, I know he does. Who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? But
oh,
Strus,
I know.
You know, but Strus. I mean,
he didn't really do anything to lose his job.
He didn't.
You know what I mean?
He played phenomenal.
If anything,
last year.
He elevated the offense.
He took Duncan's.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird what we do if we can't.
Gabe Vincent needs to have big minutes too, based off what he did last year too.
He'll be right behind Kyle. Kyle can kind of hang out, and we won't have to use him a lot during the regular season, I don't think. It's gonna be a weird year because we have so much to spread around. Like we don't need anybody to score 25, 30 points a game.
I have to.
I mean, of course, Jimmy and Bam. They'll probably average over 20. They should.
Bam took a couple threes. Like, if that's going to be regular, that'd be cool.
It looked.
He said he wants to take more threes this year, and I was like, do it.
I'd rather him just take
a step. Just take more shots in general. Just take shots.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we've been begging for. Just take fucking shots.
He's always open in the role.
Ridiculous.
He is so
open. He takes like 5 shots a night. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, and then he looks.
Take the shot.
He looks great.
Then
he looks.
Shoot, like,
crazy.
Do it. It's infuriating for a guy who has the ball in his hand as
right,
much as
he
does,
so
has
talented.
Touched anywhere around the basket, refuses to shoot the basketball at times. It's like, just fucking shoot, bro.
Maybe he likes that more than
my God.
More than post moves, post fades or something.
Which is fine. Live in mid-range jump shots. Cool, take them. They're always
there,
he's
got
man.
A nice shot if he can just put a little bit more leg into it, maybe. It looks weird. It looks like he almost throws
Don't
it
care.
Sometimes.
Usually yeah, it goes right. in when he throws it in. Like,
you're right.
Just do it.
You need some shots.
Because you're literally like handicapping yourself offensively. If Bam is literally going to get the ball on that roll and he's not going to take the shot, mm-hmm. like, you don't really have to worry about it then.
Right.
Like, you're kind of hurting yourself.
Yeah.
You're literally. Playing him to pass it.
Yeah. He's just got to be great in that.
Shoot.
Yeah. And then handoff, pick and roll situation.
That shit pisses me off, man. When a guy can really, like, score the ball and they just, like, refuse to do it, it's like, why are you doing this to
yeah.
us?
Just yeah, I know. It, there's a couple people that do that.
Just do it, man.
Ben Simmons, what are you doing?
I mean, Ben took a couple, but like, I mean, people were making fun of him because like they hit. One like, shot. But like, who cares? Like, he's taking them.
Bro, just take the yeah, exactly.
It's take better, whatever you want to take, man.
It's better that just you shoot take it than you don't.
Take yeah. it. Take it. I don't like. It was funny. Like, I watched a little bit of the Suns game last night. And it's just like still like there's just some kind of stink on the Suns where it's like. I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, they only came back at the end because it was their bench player.
I literally just didn't. I want nothing to do with them.
I don't. I just.
Because it's still the same problem we were talking about at the end of the year. Who the fuck is going to be able to create their own shot off the bounce that isn't Devin Booker?
Nobody.
Honestly.
Nobody.
Like Chris Paul, but for how long?
But he's
until
he's
the fourth
he's
quarter
so,
and he's tired.
He's so cooked.
Like. Who is going to be able to make a
he
shot
looks, he
off
look,
the bounce?
He looks nothing. He's still good, but he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't look anything like he like.
No, because he's damn near 40.
I know exactly. Yeah, what
he's
is he 38
an,
or
he's
something?
He's an undersized guard yeah. at almost 40. Like for an,
yeah,
a guard
right.
his size to do the kind of like ball dominant things that he does and shoot the way he does to still be going at this age is hilarious.
Right.
Usually it's like mid 30s. Those people fall off a cliff and they're out of the league by like 35.
Yeah, the only thing that saves them is his. Deception, and then he's got a high release, so he kind of
right.
gets
he can
a shot
get it
off
wherever he wants against anybody.
Yeah, I'm never gonna have faith in them because of the eight
they're
situation, and then Chris
like,
Paul in the playoffs has been dead for the last.
They just
what,
don't
six
have
years.
Anybody who can create that's not Devin Booker. Like they just don't have anybody.
He's gonna have to go nuclear
unless Bridges takes like an incredible step like up from what he did last season, and then through the offseason maybe built on it something like that. But it just doesn't look like that's something that's a part of his games.
That, yeah, I don't think. He's the type of guy.
So where's it gonna come from?
Yeah,
like
I don't
just
know.
Again, you're gonna get in the playoffs where like you have one guy with wiggle and like you're fucked in half
yeah.
court sets.
The only way Bridges goes off is if he's playing off of one of them, and then like the
he's
defense,
cutting and moving and
yeah,
like hitting
like,
spot up threes. But like a guy
yeah,
who's
right.
just like
I'm taking advantage of like the defense
end
rotating.
Of the clock,
yeah.
go and make a move and get yeah. something. Like you're not gonna be able to do that.
Devin Booker's gonna have to be.
Yeah,
it's crazy how this team's tanking. You know they're great. What were they, like 62 win team the other mm-hmm. year? Last year they were great. They just fell off. Dallas just absolutely just manhandled them.
They did whatever they wanted to do against them.
I just don't, that team is not built for the playoffs.
Phoenix?
Yeah. They're just not.
No. Because again, like New Orleans gave them everything they could fucking handle.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Which is B.I. And I mean, like if C.J. McCollum yeah. didn't fucking stink for like four games,
right.
they probably would have won that series.
I feel like New Orleans is better built for the playoffs.
Speaking
of
how
many
fucking Zion looked incredible, man. That two block. Of those chase down blocks he had, dude. And he is just.
I was wondering, some people were making fun of him
jacked,
running. I'm
dude.
Like, bro, stop making fun of that. Dude, he's going to two dominate.
Yeah. Well, last time we saw him healthy, he was 27 a game, 60 damn percent from the floor.
He's the second best four in the league.
He's
behind.
Dominate.
He's behind
like,
Giannis.
Brandon Ingram's life is going to be even easier because it's like it's very casual the way he can get like 24 a night.
Yeah.
Even with the bad shots he took most of the year because they had no goddamn spacing most of the year until
right.
CJ came to town.
They like, looked good even without Zion.
That's what they're
like,
going
to finish
get
the
even
season
better. Yeah.
And they almost beat the Suns.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. With their most consistent player. Offensively was probably Jose Alvarez
so,
coming off the bench, honestly,
yeah.
besides B.I. And B.I.
Is
had a couple
there?
Stinkers, too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. See, that's electric. He's going to come out and give him momentum. Like, that team's going to be, that's a sleeper.
Yeah,
I mean,
Pelicans
they're not really
a must-watch
They're
team.
Not a sleeper, but
no.
they are. You know
I think
I mean?
Most people are making them, like...
They're top four.
They're like a dark horse, like, finals team. They're like a fun, spicy finals team. I don't know if it's that, but they're going to definitely make some noise.
We'll see how Zion... I think it's going to be great.
I've been thinking about this finals thing for a while
I mean,
now.
CJ McCollum
like,
is going
to
eat.
I think once like next week comes around when we really have to do it, I think I'll know what my pick is because I've been waffling
I got
a couple
no
different
matches. I got no fucking
matches.
Idea.
That's what I started thinking about it Monday. And okay, then I was no, like, I have no fucking idea. And by Wednesday, I was yeah. like, yeah, it's definitely going to be this and this. And then today, I've been thinking about it more.
I
like,
mean,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I hope my Heatles are involved in it, but I don't think I'm picking them to win.
Yeah, the East is tough because like
if
you're listening, if
you look
like,
at it on roster wise, it's Milwaukee or the Celtics and
Cleveland has a top four roster in the East, but Cleveland is it all going to come together?
Yeah, we got to. They looked good last night. The starters did together. Well, like, Donovan Mitchell looked good.
The thought that Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell, they're just going to mesh together perfectly offensively. Like, I don't see a problem with them offensively together. Defensively might be a problem. Like, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen might be pretty tired every single game because they don't defend at a very high level. Yeah. And they still got to figure out who's going to play
Mitchell,
the three.
Mitchell tries. He tries.
So does well Darius. They try, at least. Yeah. But they're not that great at
it. Yeah, Darius is definitely
they
small
try.
Shit. Yeah. We'll see how that works out.
Someone has to go out, though, because we were talking about Cleveland being a top four team. Well, who takes a step backwards?
Well, yeah, I don't
know. Either it has to be Boston, Miami, Philly, or Milwaukee.
I think
Philly is really fucking good next year. Healthy Harden.
Yeah, they should be good.
He's been there for an entire offseason working with Joel.
I just wish they didn't have that stooge over there on the sideline.
I know. But again, Doc's a pretty good regular season basketball coach. So if we're just talking regular season-wise, there's no reason that Philly can't have the best record in the East, honestly.
This is what I'm worried about, though. In practice, did you see that little snippet of them talking for like a minute?
Yeah.
It's cool. Did we talk about this?
No, we haven't talked really any NBA since the finals, honestly.
I wanted to bring it up, but Doc was trying to tell James Harden, like, we're going to give Paul Reed like a chance to give it to him in the post. And like, I get that they're working on it, but that to me, when you run your offense, if he gets it in the flow of your offense, I'd rather him. And that's what James Harden
was
alluding to.
More of a scrimmage thing he was talking
about.
But yeah,
I wouldn't draw
up
plays to throw it down to the post.
I think they're just
Paul
doing
Reed.
It to get like, because
but I
Paul
get,
Reed is like a, he could be a guy that could really help their bench unit out, which really has fucking stunk the past 2 years.
Right. He's going to. But James was just trying to say, like, if we run our offense,
I thought
I'll give him an easier shot.
Him talking to James about, like, finding his aggression again and, like, scoring again.
No, this
I
was
thought
just
that
them
was really
running,
awesome.
Running through offense.
That was more like practice. And,
Doc was just alluding to how bad they were as a post-scoring team. And I get that because they don't need to kind of run that, though. With Maxey and Harden, they can dish you it off to you, and you can shoot a 12-foot, 8-shot floater or push shot. And James was saying that's
Maxey
a better shot.
Maxey was hitting consistently. Dribble pull-ups from three, like off a dead stop. Like, if he's doing that, good fucking luck.
He's going to be a
dog. Because you can't stay in front of him in transition.
He's going to be a dog.
Yeah. Playing off of James?
Yeah.
For a whole year?
I don't know.
Philly can be very scary, dude.
Oh, they're going to be good. Tobias
Do I trust
plays.
Him? Am I going to talk myself into Philly going to the finals for like the sixth year in a row and look like an idiot? Probably. I don't know. I'm waffling on it.
Without
but
Ben Simmons,
but
it stays the same.
Honestly, a regular season team with Doc Rivers at the helm.
They should be.
Embiid is going to be an MVP candidate, obviously. Uh-huh. Harden should be back from that hamstring. It's been 2 years now. He looks pretty good. He looks in good shape. He was moving pretty well against Cleveland last night.
Yeah, he's
going to
be good.
He didn't look as washed as he did at times last year.
That's the only thing that...
PJ Tucker, a guy who's going to play hard every single minute of every single game. They've got some guys who's going to do the dirty work for him.
Well, they definitely got a good team.
Milwaukee should be right there again. I think Bud has won 80% of his games against division opponents since he's been in Milwaukee. Christ.
Yeah, they're all top 5, 6. Who's in the backside? Is there anybody that could like jump in there?
Detroit sounds interesting. Atlanta, too. Detroit's interesting.
Detroit's, yeah.
Charlotte might be in there. Brooklyn, too. Like, the vibes look good. We got Kyrie, no vaccine mandate, so he should be just about every game.
Oh, the East is going to be a slaughter.
That's
fest.
What I mean. Like, you could be excited as a Cleveland fan to get Donovan. And
betting
like,
on this shit is
going to
give me a it's going to give me a heart attack.
Well, who are you getting rid of out of that top five? Like, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland's a play-in team again, and that's going to disappoint people, but I think that more just speaks to the Eastern Conference in general and not what this team has done.
I can see the Celtics struggling again like last year, too, in the beginning of the year reason.
Coaching is
just
going to be a problem,
without everything going on. Yeah. I don't know. Like, they're super talented. Last night, they looked phenomenal.
Detroit,
their starters,
Chicago
they dominated.
Should be better than they were. Like, if they just fucking figure out, just run the ball through Hollywood, Zach LaVine. That's it. Stop the DeMar shit. It's all through Zach LaVine.
Yeah, but DeMar's going to,
Just
they
please,
love peppering him.
For the love of God, just run it through LaVine.
He was great.
I swear to God. For,
you're right, though. LaVine is definitely the best
player. But when it came to winning time, it came to money time. It was DeMar being DeMar again.
18-foot jumper, like, brick.
God damn, man. He did go on a hell of a run, though. He was legitimately an MVP candidate for a while.
I mean, they're 2 months.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, you know
he broke some Michael Jordan fucking records, which is insane.
The volume he had was hilarious. But, like, yeah, the East is going to be a bloodbath. The West could be a bloodbath too. If you think about, if you get, I know it's a giant, if you've been saying forever, like I think the Clippers are the best team in the West if they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big if. Like, we haven't seen Kawhi play ball in a year and a half.
I like Luka this year to win MVP.
It feels like the fancy pick. Like, I think Dallas could be really good again.
I think they're a phenomenal regular season team. The way they play, the way they're going to, like,
Phoenix is the same thing, too. Phoenix is a good regular season team.
Phenomenal, yeah. I feel like they're going to take a step back this year, though. Golden State, I think they're running low.
Phenomenal regular season team.
Oh, they're going to be.
They have good coaching. They have depth. They're going to win every single night. They're young.
They got better.
Kuminga's going to be better. Mazmoudi's going to be
better. They literally got better.
Yes.
So.
Yep. And they have Big Jim. There you go. Even better.
Exactly. So.
Golden State. Minnesota's going to be really good. It might probably take them a little bit to finally mesh, like figuring out playing the Twin Towers thing with Cat.
Ant looked great the other night.
It's going to take some time for that to gel, but once it does, that team's going to be really fucking good.
It's going
to
look good. They're very ugly sometimes. Rudy and Carl.
I don't know how good they're going to be, like, on a night-to-night basis, but, like, if Ham has them defending the way they kind of did last night, and that's kind of the way they're going to go forward, like, I feel like they'll probably be a pain in the ass on a night-to-night basis. And if LeBron's still going to be LeBron, which he looked like flashes last night.
They use 8-9.
AD is going to be back. Russ looked pretty good. Like,
yeah, he
wasn't
didn't play
great
last night. Why is that? They're just resting him?
Back tightness. But again, that's, I think it's a thing where it's like, we don't need to do this for him to play. We don't need him to play.
Right.
We need him for the regular season. Who gives a shit?
Right, right. He would have played if it was regular season, probably.
Yeah. Russ was okay. Like, in two preseason games, he's looked fine. The shots looked more compact. Like, it looks a little quicker. Like, he's not jumping as high. So, like,
he still took
a little more touch.
To me, when I watched him the other day, he took too many shots.
Which is, I mean,
he took the most shots in the game, and he only played a half.
I'd rather him, like, get into a rhythm or something now or something.
Yeah, no, he was still 4 of 12 with 12 points. Like, it's not bad. It's not great. Yeah, it's good.
Not great. Like, if anything, if he's a little
should
bit
be
better,
scoring at least
if he's a little more efficient than he was last year, the Lakers will sign up for it because he gave him 7 and 7.
Well, he's playing the two. That's what it looks like. They're doing like the two high guard situation where they throw and then they cut down and then they ball screen and then they kind of put whatever other guard in
the
corner.
We haven't even seen Lonnie Walker yet too.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be.
Austin Reeves played well.
Yeah, what did he have, like six steals or some shit last night?
He had some rebounds, he had some offensive rebounds.
Yeah, he was all over the place. That's what they need. Like,
if he can do that,
LeBron team, like, you have to have a couple guys to do the dirty fucking work. And if you add Pat Bev, you add Lonnie Walker, Austin Reeves, guys who've made a living doing the fucking dirty work.
Yeah, and Russell's efficient.
But they still don't have any fucking shooting.
AD stays healthy.
So
they still don't have any.
I still understand. Like,
I don't know how they're going
to
fix
that. I get
it, but
you cannot overpay for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. But also, you kind of have to overpay for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. Sorry about it. You're going to have to.
I think they're running it back. I think it's kind of too
late. I'm
sorry.
Like, you're not going to go far with, like, Damian Jones as your starting center, and then Thomas Bryant spelling him, and then, like, Lonnie Walker.
I still think they're back. Yeah, like, they're, like, they're like,
they should be a play-in team. But like, if LeBron,
9-5,
but if
seed,
LeBron is superhuman again,
expectations, yeah.
LeBron's superhuman again,
and AD's
Russ
healthy.
Improves a little bit, and you get 55 games of AD being Anthony Davis.
Yeah, they're all gonna.
You could be more than a play-in tournament, but I think that's probably their floor as a play-in tournament, like team, at like a low play-in tournament team.
Right,
because
yeah.
How many nights is LeBron gonna play every single night coming up on 38 at the end of the year? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Kendrick Nunn really doesn't look that good.
He scored 18 last night, though. It was pretty efficient, though.
It was,
so that's the thing, too.
Okay.
So, like,
I guess when I watched, he didn't look good. He missed
The first one, he didn't look hot. Last night, he looked pretty good.
Better.
So, you're like, okay.
There you go.
This is what people have been crying about.
There we
for,
go.
Wait till Kendrick Nunn comes back. Like, are you guys fucking hearing yourselves? This is pathetic. Have some shame.
I like their offense, though, when they had everybody in there. They looked good.
Yeah, so.
They had a lot of movement. Last year, it looked a little staggered. A lot of people
standing
just
around.
Standing there.
A lot
there.
Of standing around. And then also defensively, a lot of standing around. So,
yeah.
You know. Darvin Ham's got his work cut out for him, but he seems like a dude that people, like, run through a wall. Like, seeing, like, the videos of them, like, throughout the summer, he looks like a guy who gets people, like, to go. So, that's good at least.
Yeah, I think they'll be pretty good, but not, you know, top four, top three
think,
in
like,
the West. I don't think so.
The Clippers, on paper, are the best team in the West.
Clippers, yeah. I mean, Kawhi.
Just if Kawhi is healthy.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of him in practice. He looks like a
that
fucking
team,
monster.
Yeah.
He looks like the Hulk. He's gotten huge.
Yeah, that's all he's doing is in the gym. That's
His legs are
that's what
enormous.
He was saying. That's all
it's
he's been
comical
doing.
Comical how big he is.
Yeah. He's coming back, dude. He's going to be phenomenal.
For a dude who was already as strong as he was.
Yeah.
Like, pound for pound.
6 foot eight. Big as like fucking, 220.
He is huge now.
Yeah, people don't understand how big he is, the way he moves.
His big ass hands, fucking putting his hands on
him. He's got the best medium range game I think I've ever seen in my life.
I was watching some practice videos. I mean, it's ridiculous. He made like 25 in a row, just turnarounds. Just
same shit with him. Yeah. He has a perfect.
As I always say, every basketball conversation we have, mid range jump shots are a layup if you fucking grind.
If you know, yeah.
That's literally where you make your money in the playoffs.
Bang, every time.
That's where you make your money, is fucking mid range. Because that 3-point ball, that shit's going to dry up in the regular, in the postseason.
You gotta have an in, yeah. You gotta have something in between. You gotta have something. You gotta have something.
You gotta have in between. Anyway, it's football season right now.
Yes, it is.
Quick shout out to Aaron Judge. You got 62. Not the real home run record, so yeah, we don't really give that much of a fuck. So you're what 70? You're what 11 away from tying Barry Bonds?
Not even close.
Not that interested. Shohei Ohtani had an alien season where like. It's kind of hard not to give him most valuable player, but given what Aaron Judge did, like he's MVP.
Mike Trout also hit 40 dogs. He missed 40 games.
He missed 40 games. He hit 40 homers.
My point was this man could have honestly.
That's the thing too. People were like, what Judge is doing, like nobody could do. I was like, I don't know. Mike Trout looked like he was pretty locked in this year. Again, the miss.
He
40
turned
games,
it on when he came back.
Had the back injury. 40 games he missed. 40 dingers.
He's unbelievable, dude. Has anybody swung so compact how he swings with the two hands? Like,
it reminds me of Vlad a little bit. With yeah. Like, the two hands all yeah, the way yeah. through.
Vlad looks a little looser. Trout looks like he is about to literally break this bat with his hands.
Hands up, bang.
Bang.
Yeah.
I mean, that home run he hit the other night was comical.
His bat.
It was 460 center top.
Absolutely
like,
crushed it.
My goodness.
Still can't make the playoffs, though, so. We'll get into the playoffs or whatever. Actually, the episode that I did yesterday was all about baseball, basically. So it's a football. It's football. It's Thursday night football.
I'll say my picks, but I'm not, you know.
Yeah, it was interesting, like kind of making a. You can. It's funny. Like there's 12 teams, but you can legitimately make a pretty damn good case for 8 of them to like make a run to the series. Like you.
That's why baseball.
You would be able to like talk yourself into it. Like it's not like. Cut and dry with every single one of them.
Postseason,
like, this one can.
Yeah.
It's like
postseason baseball is electric.
If this and this goes this way and this happens, like you could see it. You know what I mean? Like the Padres, you have Yu Darvish, you have Joe Musgrove, and you have Blake Snell. Like Blake Snell has kind of stunk all year. All three of these guys have been pretty mediocre. But if they can finally put a stretch of baseball together,
one game,
that's dominance.
One game.
Like if they can go to their true form, yeah. That's a three-headed rotation that you don't want to deal with.
And the Mets are coming in looking sloppy.
And you have Manny Machado, who we've seen in stretches this year.
He's been great this
year.
Who
can carry an offense, who can carry a lineup. Oh, yeah, and there's that Juan Soto guy who's been hanging out, who hasn't really hit the ball that well. But if he can fucking turn it around, you have those two guys carrying a lineup, you can get hot and you can make a run.
100%.
The Mets are the Mets, obviously. You have DeGrom, Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
And to Diaz to close it out. Pete Alonso can get hot. He can carry a lineup. So can Frankie Lindor.
Yep.
They have two dudes who can carry a lineup.
He's
Jeff McNeil just hit, what, damn near 350 for the whole season? He hit 326 and won a batting title.
That's probably the best series.
My Cardinals, they stench of a team that's going to the World Series. They just have that look to them.
I think the only ones that don't are the Phillies.
The Phillies, too, I could talk myself into because you have Bryce back healthy and you have Schwarber, fucking monsters who can carry a lineup. Zach Wheeler's a dude you could put him out every 2 days and he can fucking
knock
shit down.
Who are their other pitchers that, like, who's their second and third?
I don't know.
Yeah. I love Wheeler to death, but.
That's the thing, too. Like, the back end's a little shaky and the starting pitching's like, meh.
Yeah.
But you have a lineup that can fucking rake. JT Realmuto, like, you can go.
Yeah, he's probably the best hitting pitcher in the game.
The Guardians, they have a nasty bullpen. Like, Class A is one of the nastiest closers in baseball.
Yeah, that's going to be weird to see how early they go to them.
Jose Ramirez is a dog who can carry a lineup.
Yeah.
They have a really good defense. They have three good starting pitchers.
The Blue Jays are fucking electric,
dude. Again, the Blue Jays nobody talking about. 1-9, all we were talking about all year.
Holy shit.
Them and the Dodgers coming into this year. Perfect 1-9
lineup. If they get hot at the plate, good fucking luck.
They have three good starting pitchers. They haven't pitched all well at the same time, but if they finally do, who the fuck stops them? That was everyone's dark horse to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Now nobody's talking about them. I can't legitimately talk myself into the Yankees.
I really can't. Dude. It's crazy because the wild card teams to me have a better chance than them.
Right.
They don't have no pitchers.
Because you have Cole, which isn't even
He hasn't even
Garrett
been that
Cole.
Great.
Right. And then you arguably your most consistent pitcher all year is Nestor Cortez.
Which is cool. He's phenomenal to watch, but that doesn't move the meter.
That Mickey Mouse shit. Like, that's fun.
That doesn't move the meter for me.
Your back end's a nightmare.
You have one hitter.
You have one hitter, correct. And then it's not the regular season. Walk up. Like when he was trying to get 62, do you know how fucking irritating it was to watch him get walked all the time? Just going for 62 in a regular season game?
There's nobody else behind him.
Bro, in a postseason game, he's not even going to grab his fucking batting gloves.
I know. Is he going to bat leadoff, though, still?
Probably. It seems like that's the move, because you're going to get him the most at-bats possible. But still, and there's not enough protection. I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't like my best hitter batting leadoff.
The Rays have a strong bullpen. They have 4 or 5 quality starting pitchers.
Yeah.
They get timely hitting. They grind out at bats. Hitting.
Yeah, right.
And they play good defense.
Them bats need to be
I think
be
that's
better.
The thing, too. Like, they're a team that doesn't live with the home run ball. That usually eliminates a lot of teams early. Uh-huh. So a lot of them legitimately, you can make, like, the Braves got somehow better than they did last year. Like, you're going to miss Freddie Freeman, but Matt Olson probably had the quietest, like, 38 and 100 RBI season we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And nobody gave a fuck. This year, they have Ronald Acuña Jr. healthy in their lineup. Ozzie Albies is finally back. This is, like, the healthiest they've been in, like, a year and a half.
Yeah, my pop said the Braves looking phenomenal.
Why not?
I think it's the Dodgers.
They look incredible, but this seems like this is the year that we finally have a 100-win ball club, like, win the series. It's been, like... Yeah. Since 2016 when the Cubs did it. No, we haven't seen it since.
We haven't seen it?
No.
When the Dodgers won, they didn't have 100 wins?
No.
They were close.
They were close, yeah. This has to be the year for the Dodgers, though. Like, this is it. This has to be the year.
They're
feels
fucking
like the
loaded.
Year. Like, the lineup
Clayton's
is
last year, probably. Like, they're loaded.
Four starting pitchers that they could easily
I think they're
going
to
the
be in it.
I don't know.
I don't know if they'll win. I think they're going to be in it,
but
though.
But this feels like the year. Like, it, the Astros,
I've been
too.
Trying to fucking
like,
put this bet
like,
in for them winning. For like 3 days, and it ain't there on my book. But
maybe they're waiting. I don't know.
Yeah, I won the last time the Dodgers won. I bet on the Dodgers to win, and they paid me pretty well. So.
All right, we covered everything else. It's fucking football time. Let's talk Shield.
Yeah, get these.
We got Thursday night football tonight. Colts, Broncos.
The line keeps moving 3.5 to 3.
I have it at 3 right now.
It's back
at
3.
It's been 3 for an hour now, and I've been just staring.
Earlier
at my
today,
book.
This morning, though,
it was 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. I think the Jonathan Taylor news was kind of what swung that.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was early. It went 3.5 flux. Once he was out.
It went.
And then,
it changed twice.
Yeah.
It went.
I'm cool with. I'm taking Denver in this one. I think Denver finally figured some things out, and I think they get it going. Honestly, I think this is one of those Russ games.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I am
a little concerned about Denver's offensive line against the front of.
I think the Colts fight though.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I don't think this.
I don't think it's a blowout.
This is going to be under 42 points for sure. I think this is going to be a slugfest. But I'm riding with Denver Broncos Nation. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty
Let's
confident
ride.
About that one. We're just taking them straight up, right?
I got a -3.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident of this. Now, are we like 0-3 on Thursdays? I think I am.
It's probably a good question. I think we are, actually.
Last week, definitely. That one stunk.
Week 2, no, we were both on the Chiefs.
Okay.
So we did that. And we, you picked Cleveland, right? I was wrong with Pittsburgh. And we were both wrong on Miami.
Okay. Then I'm decent.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Fine. We're fine. No. We're fine. Yeah, I put money first touchdown, Melvin Gordon. That's like plus 650 odds. And then I have a sneaky one in for Russell Wilson to get another rushing touchdown.
I think it seems
like they did that.
I think I'm going to go under in Denver -3.
Russell Wilson is plus 2,000 to score first touchdown.
Is he? On the with the legs?
He's starting to run a little bit. Maybe that cures it. But I think like...
God, that would hit.
Like thinking about Denver is like...
They got to put it together.
You have a new ownership. You have a new quarterback who's been in the same system for a long time. And a head coach who's never been a fucking head coach.
Right.
And he's never play called before. So, like, to think that they were going to hit the ground running and just dominate out of the jump was kind of, like, foolish for people to think. Like, I thought it would take a minute to get together. Like, it's been absolutely brutal to watch. But I think I need to, like, put that into perspective that this is going to take some time.
Yeah, I think they're going to eventually – it's just like Dan Orlowski tweeted. He goes, this offense is so –
It's fucking brutal. It's brutal to watch.
It makes you mad.
They lead – like, what was it? They're tied with the Jets and Panthers for the most plays that go for 0 or negative yards.
Jesus.
Like, that's just not a good offense. They have to do better because a lot of the times they're just in third and long, and it's just like there's really no play to get this amount of fucking yardage.
Yeah, it's going to be weird to see tonight with the – well, the Colts have Hines, right?
Well, they're looking in the – these two teams are like staring at each other in the mirror.
Yeah, right.
You have them in Tennessee.
Them in,
coming
all
in.
Three of them in Tennessee look the same. Besides, well,
like,
I
Tennessee
mean, besides
has had
the Tannehill,
same thing.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
right.
Like, this is Matt Ryan coming in, established veteran quarterback. Literally, the only thing you've changed is this.
If this
and
was,
why is it not working?
If this was at Indianapolis, I'd probably take the Colts.
I think maybe this being a home game for them kind of swayed
Denver's
got to
Denver. That defense has got to just clint. They got to just
concerned
lock them
coming
down.
Coming into this game, because if there's something that Denver's defense hasn't done well, it stopped the run the past couple weeks. So I was worried about Jonathan Taylor maybe bouncing back. But if he's going to be out, they're not going to lean on Nyheim Hines to really run a lot. And Phillip Lindsay,
they're not going to
lean on those guys a lot to run, I don't think. Okay. Like, they're going to try and but like, those aren't bell cows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to run 30 times with Nyheim Hines.
Right. Only probably like 12. So it's on Matty Ice.
Yeah.
And they don't
look, he has a lot of great stats, but he's putting the ball on the ground too much. The offensive line's giving up too much pressure. Like, they just got to figure shit out. So I don't think it's tonight. I think both these teams are going to take strides, but we both got Denver in this one.
Yeah, I might start Denver's D in
I am starting Denver's D in fantasy for sure. They're not available in our league. I have them. The London game, the Giants are the road team apparently against the Packers. This is an 8-point spread now. It went down from 9.
Yeah, everyone's saying to sit Aaron Rodgers. Did you see that?
No.
Who's that bald guy who talks about fantasy all the time? He said sit him.
Who, Matthew Berry?
Yeah.
I mean, he does have more turnovers this year than he did all of last year already, which is kind of eye-opening. But again, he's adjusting to
he
a
didn't
new
even,
offensive
well, how many did he have last year? Like
4.
Yeah, exactly.
He's had 5 this year. So.
Well, that's kind of crazy. But at the same time, you know,
I'm cool with taking Green Bay to cover here.
I am too. I think Giants.
I'm cool with that.
The Giants come back down to earth kind of in a way this weekend, I think.
Yeah,
but like you said, it's weird. 9:30 games.
They didn't sign a veteran quarterback, you know, early in the week, so it looked like Daniel Jones was going to be fine. He looks like he's going to play, so I think they're good to go. Receiver-wise, they're going to be down Kenny Golladay too, so they're going to be missing Slayton, and they're going to be missing Shepard and Kenny Golladay. So the receiving core hit a, you know,
yeah,
it's pretty bleak.
Right.
And that the Packers defense
is
pretty
three,
goddamn,
yeah, three guys.
I believe Jair Alexander is going to be back in the lineup for them. He wasn't in that game. I think that's kind of what I forgot about watching that Patriots game back, that Jair Alexander wasn't playing on Sunday. So maybe that's why the defense didn't look as great as it should have been. But still, they gave up a lot of big plays.
Yeah.
Fucking Billy Zappi. This one, Seahawks at Saints. It looks like Jameis and Michael Thomas are not going to play again. Alvin Kamara is going to play.
This game
I've
stinks.
Been dancing with this one all week. I am taking Seattle straight up.
See, I got to take the Saints with spread. I've already done it.
5.5?
Yeah, but
okay.
This game stinks. And this is what if I don't have an idea of a game, I always tend to take the favorite because it's too hard for me to like buy in to the underdog for some reason. I don't know. That's just...
I think Geno Smith's playing good football right now. I think the Saints are kind of scuffling defensively right now.
If the Saints lose, they're dead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they are not making the playoffs if they lose this game.
Like dancing towards like
they're great
panic mode here.
Yeah, they're almost 10 feet down. They're
like
about to be 8.
Like you mentioned on Tuesday, like Andy Dalton kind of put some stuff together towards the end. Like it looked like New Orleans kind of figured something out.
Right.
But like
maybe that was Minnesota kind of be playing prevent.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard
to tell. But Kamara being back is a huge shot in the arm. So maybe offensively they'll look a little bit more dynamic.
That's a big deal.
But yeah, I'm going with Seattle. I think they're figuring stuff out offensively. And like defensively, like they stink, but like I don't think Andy Dalton is one to really exploit it.
They're great when they get DK involved. I think Geno looks
a lot
more comfortable.
Him and Tyler Lockett were awesome.
And
Rashawn Penny's running the fuck out of the ball. Like, they're doing good things. Like,
I think it's all in New Orleans defense that they're going to create.
This is one of those ones where it just felt like I'm going to take the guy playing better quarterback compared to the two.
I got you.
But it is hard to win on the road.
I got
to
go. I didn't go with the Red Rifle last weekend. I got to go with them this weekend.
It's hard to win on the road. So that one kind of like, I was a little.
That too.
But we'll see. This one, Houston versus Jacksonville. It's sticking at 7. I'm cool with Jacksonville at 7.
Yeah.
You with that too?
Yeah. I was thinking about it though. You know,
me
this
too.
Is either going to be Jacksonville's either going to kill this team or Houston's going to somehow pull this out of their
ass. They're just going to backdoor cover.
They might not even cover. They might win the game.
Yeah, who knows? Again, like it depends what Trevor Lawrence game we get. Like if it's going to be towards the back end.
They just need to run the ball. Just run the fucking ball.
Because Houston doesn't stop the run.
So, not at all. And if, you know, that defense can, you know, kind of get some pressure on.
Which they should be able
Mills,
to.
Which, yeah.
Their line is not very good.
Yeah.
It smells like another Jacksonville ass beating that they're going to hand out to somebody. But again, it's a weird divisional
game.
They
might be the weirdest team in the league. They might just beat the shit out of every bad team.
They could. They could just mop up a bunch of teams like on at home and then they'll struggle on the road.
Straight,
you know?
Mid.
This one, Pitt and Buffalo, this one went down to 13.5. Then it went down to 13. Now it's back rock steady at 14.
Wow, what the hell?
Jordan Poyer didn't practice the last 2 days. And I believe, who else am I thinking of that didn't practice? That was kind of, oh, Tremaine Edmonds, their like best linebacker, has been on the injury. Their injury report is like a team roster, honestly, for the Bills. I'm taking Buffalo.
This is so ugly.
14's a lot of points. 14's a lot of points against a Mike Tomlin football team. They might kick their ass, but I don't know if it's going to be by 14.
Yeah.
It could be 12. It could be 10. You know what I mean?
I know I'm going to be wrong. Buffalo minus 14.
All right. I could see it too. Like, I honestly, like, I could see them doing it.
I could
see
them
score
40 points.
But it's just hard to look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, I don't, yeah, I don't know.
It's tough. Because honestly, I was
sitting
there
thinking,
it's
either
going
to be
like
somehow oddly close.
Like,
or Buffalo's going to kill him to me.
Right.
Or like Kenny Pickett might, you know, it
might
be like
fall out. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Kenny might fucking stink and he gives Josh Allen a lot of a short field, like a lot. So I don't know.
Well, to me, the narrative is kind of fucking, it's like Buffalo's number one pass or defense, and then Kenny Pickett has 3 picks already, but they weren't like any of his faults. So
hey,
like,
Brian Baldinger was talking about it today. He made the right decision with all three passes.
Did he not? Yeah, exactly. Like,
look, again,
well, the last one's a Hail Mary.
You gave a 6'4" wideout a chance against 2 5'8" fucking defensive backs.
And he had it.
What pisses me off about watching Chase Claypool, he alligator arms every goddamn jump ball. Like, high point the football, bro. Go up and reach for it and grab it.
Yeah, that's
go
weird.
Go get
isn't
it. He literally, you can watch every single contested
catch. Is it
because
he gets jumped so high he doesn't have to?
I think
to?
So. But but he fucking has to, though.
Yeah, right.
You're giving them a chance to, like, interfere with the catch point. Like, go up there and really take advantage of your height.
Yeah, watch some film on Anquan Boldin. Use them hands.
Just literally, like,
bang.
You could just watch Cameron Sutton, the corner that we have. He high points the football all the fucking time.
Yeah.
He's your cornerback doing that shit. He should be doing that.
Yeah,
watch George Pickens do it, for Christ's sake.
Someone's got a...
Whatever. Anyway, just, I don't even care. Like, it's literally like walking towards the firing line, honestly. Like, we're probably going to get our asses kicked. But I'm just happy and excited to watch Kenny Pickett play football. He has a whole week to start. Just from the jump, it's Kenny. It's Kenny the rest of the way.
I keep thinking the Steelers, though, are still the Steelers. Like, they still...
Now, I am going to put a side bet in for the Steelers to win money line.
To
of course. I am going to do
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Of course I am.
I mean, that's a big come up.
I did it last year, the week one of the season, and I started off the season hot with a nice little payout on that one. That was beautiful. I just put a little side bet in, a little action.
Yeah.
Steelers money line. They ended up winning. I was like, okay.
I guess, what were you? They were like 8.5 point dogs that game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice.
This one, Atlanta at Tampa. So, Cordell Patterson is on the IR. Kyle Pitts is likely to be out with a hamstring that's been keeping him out of practice all week. So that's another weapon that Atlanta's not going to have. So we were kind of talking about this one went up to 9.5 now from 9. I think the Pitts news made it that. Are you taking Atlanta 9.5 or are you taking Tampa Bay 9.5?
I got Tommy.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking about keeping them to
the after
cover,
the loss,
but
I think they found something too. I think they're going to be better. And I think Atlanta... they're going to be tough. They might, but I think
4-0 against spread this season, that's going to have to end at some point.
Some point.
Yeah.
But this already scares me. Look, I already got every favorite.
But so again,
it might be that type of week.
I think we've been doing a lot of things where we've been overthinking a lot. I think that's what I've been doing, where I've been going back and looking at things.
Right,
I'm like, that's
right.
Too easy. That's too simple. That's too simple. This is what they want me to do. Eventually,
yes.
We need to start fucking
that's
just
what I did
taking
last
what they
week.
Give us.
That's
just
what
take
I did last
with,
week.
Right. Literally, I did the opposite of most of the shit you did.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just kind of went with it. I just think some teams, like, they're too good to have 2 week stakers. Like, they're
again, Tom Brady is looking to avoid a 3-game losing streak for the first time in 20
fucking
years.
Got the divorce lawyers. He ain't worried about Giselle.
What's funny is that Cole Beasley literally just like retired to be a family man like 2 days after that.
He said, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this.
I'm going back home.
Tom might kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Chicago at Minnesota. This line is at 7.5 now. It was 7.
This is where I'm going to make no sense. Chicago.
You're picking Chicago to cover?
I'd buy an extra point, though. Make it 8.5. 8?
Okay.
Get as much points as you possibly can. Yeah. Because this game is like, not going to make any sense.
If this was like 10, I wouldn't even blink taking Chicago.
Yeah.
Plus 10, easily.
Yeah.
But I think
it's a divisional game. I think they're going to play tough. Mm-hmm. I think Kirk Cousins is going to have a little bit of a stinker.
If this was on the road, I probably would lean Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I probably would. But I'm taking them to cover 7.5. I'll take that. Easy money. I thought they figured some stuff out. I thought Kevin O'Connell did a better job getting Justin Jefferson.
I got to put an underdog in here somewhere. It's not going to, yeah.
I think they did a better job. I think they're starting to figure things out. They ran the ball a little bit more, too. Like, I think Kevin O'Connell's
it's
starting to
figure things
out.
It's kind of crazy how I do my picks. I looked at it and I was like, I think Minnesota's going to cover, but I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I got to pick one team to cover. Yeah. Like, I can't.
That's what Seattle is for me, because I'm going to take a lot of favorites. I need Seattle.
That's a good one, honestly. Like,
because that one literally is a coin toss now with no Winston, no Mike Thomas.
It's a shit show.
I don't know about that one. Tennessee at Washington, we're taking
Tennessee.
This moved to
roll.
1.5.
That makes no sense. Now it stinks.
It was fishy before. It was 2. It went down again. Now, Brian Robinson got activated, so he's probably going to play. Like, that's something. Maybe give him a little bit of juice or something like that. Maybe they're expecting a stinker from Tannehill or something like that. But like, this defense is not any good for the Commanders. Like, they don't stop the run. They definitely don't stop the pass. Like,
well, they're just going to show up.
So I don't know. Like, and again, Tennessee hasn't been the stoutest defense in the world, but that front seven is really good at getting after the quarterback. Just watch the Colts tape last week. They dominated the trenches defensively. Like, what are they going to do to this Washington offense? So I would happily, I'm taking Tennessee very easily. We're both on Tennessee here. Money line, because, I mean, what's the point of taking a half a point?
Yeah, just money. Yeah. That's crazy, though. I got a minus 2.5. I didn't even notice that move. I took them on Tuesday.
It was 2.5 all week.
I didn't care.
I wonder what did happen. I haven't seen anything with Tennessee's end where it'd be like,
I guess that when they said Josh Gordon's going to get more looks, maybe.
Maybe people were like, maybe we should bring this up. Hey, Bobby Trees anytime touchdown. I'll fucking hammer that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Derrick Henry just absolutely dominates.
You know who could use Bobby Trees?
Who?
The Rams.
They could use
Robert Woods bad.
Yeah, they could.
They could use Bobby Trees. Dolphins, Jets. This one is at 3.5. I'm happily taking Dolphins 3.5 here.
I'm going Jets money line.
All right.
I'm gonna say Teddy stinks it up. Tyreek's a little banged up, I think. Did he miss practice or something?
I think he did. But he's limited. He had tweeted something out that like he's fine, straight or something. Yeah, so. But I'm taking Miami here.
I think Zach Wilson's going to have a game.
I mean, I wish Pittsburgh would have blitzed more in the second half. They didn't blitz any, really, in the third quarter. And they blitzed 0% of the time in the fourth quarter. Like, they got after Zach Wilson 47.5% of the time until the fourth quarter. Like, but once Zach had time,
Miami should,
he was... Yeah, Miami, I think their defense dominate. Alone, like, if you have Miami's defense available in your fantasy leagues, pick them up and start them.
Yeah.
If Minnesota's available in your league, pick them up and start them against Justin Fields.
Got to.
I have to. I hate to do it to him, but you got to do it.
You got
to
do it.
You got to do it. Chargers at Browns. This is 2.5. Browns are home doggies. Keenan Allen will not play again this week, so that kind of made me go, eh. But I'm still on the Chargers 2.5. I'm just going to do 3.
Too. Yeah, I am too.
Okay, we're both on LA.
After Cleveland lost last week, I got
3. They
should have won the game and they come.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Browns so fucked. Far, like, they've done just about everything right.
It wouldn't surprise me if they win, though. I mean, it really wouldn't surprise me if they win somehow.
I'm thinking Herbert is going to take advantage of things that Mariota really couldn't do. Like, the stuff that Flacco was doing, I think Herbert can do it a lot better. So, but Myles Garrett being back, I think Jadeveon Clowney's going to be back too. So
he's not even real.
Honestly, Nick Chubb should have about 25 some carries for up like 150 yards against this fucking Chargers defense. Honestly.
That's why I think it's going to be close.
Yeah. I felt really confident
unless
about
somebody
LA,
fumbles the open kickoff or something.
But the past
like
2 days, I've been kind of like waning towards like Cleveland.
The Browns just bring you back
one.
In. They're almost like the Bengals too. They just bring you back in, and I'm like, I don't know how.
Detroit at New England. I was hard on Detroit here for a while.
Oh, Detroit money
and then,
line. We got some dogs in here.
No St. Brown and no Swift again. Yeah, and so Mac Jones practice, and he's going to play this week.
To me,
that defense is dog shit.
Detroit's going to be fine defensively.
I don't think so. This week.
Okay, who are they going against?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is back?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I know. That's why I'm taking.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Taking Patriots minus three. Honestly, well, I'll take the Lions to cover. It's right. Plus three.
I'm going Lions. Money line? All right. Give them.
That's where I was at. But once I saw that Swift there's and no Brown way. Aren't playing, I was like, I'm off.
There's no way.
So you're taking the money line?
Yeah, right. But there's no way.
I'm going to take Detroit to cover.
There's no way, though.
Plus three.
I'm fucking.
Well, man.
I might go 3-13.
Come on. Niners at Panthers. This is a 6.5 line, still steady throughout the week. Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
It's pretty easy here, unless Jimmy has a really dookie day.
Yeah, unless he like the Carolina defense scores like two tutties.
Yeah, honestly, that's honestly been the recipe for Carolina so far. Like, if you've been watching these games, they'll get a turnover that turns into six, and it kind of keeps them in the ball game, and then Baker stinks it up, and he doesn't take advantage of anything. So, yeah, this is probably going to be the Sam Darnold show by halftime. Yeah. Honestly, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's at. Honestly, at this point.
I mean, it's either that or he's just accepting that he's going to get fired. He's 1-26.
I know.
In games that they've scored, the opponents have scored over 17 points. That is the most disgusting stat I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's more of an indictment on the offense too.
Like, holy shit!
I mean, if you an NFL team should have scored 17 points, you know what I mean? You expect an NFL team to score 17 at least
every week.
You know, if your defense is giving up 17, you'll be happy with that.
So, yeah, it's just what you said. The defense, if they win, it's all on the defense. Or if they cover,
This is all on Jimmy G. Either he fucking stinks and they don't cover, or he's fine.
Someone call Lisa Ann. Get her over there.
Get some porn star over there. We got Eagles at the Cardinals. This is still at 5. It stayed at 5. Jake Elliott is not playing for them. They're down their kicker. So, that's something.
Who's kicking?
I didn't even see somebody off the street.
That's not good.
Jalen Hurts was very complimentary of the Cardinals defense talking about him.
Well, we have a press conference. We don't even go over that.
Like, nobody even talked to me about the Cardinals. They're like a fast team. Like, they can cut after us.
We're not
walking over these motherfuckers. Like, yeah.
I love that. This motherfucker, dude. I love this guy so much.
His paintings in his house.
That
fucking
his
awesome.
Speech. His like, speeches are electric.
Dude, like that painting behind him that had like
he's so monotone.
That had
dude.
Alabama,
man, he
Hurts
is just...
getting a tap on the helmet from like Oklahoma. Hurts was like, "That's a crazy painting to get painted for
like,
yourself
hey, I got
and put
you.
In
I
your
got
house."
You. I got
like,
you.
That's
big boy.
Nuts. And the other one was like, "That's pretty insane to have in your
gives
house."
Me chills.
But also,
that's my guy. I wouldn't want anybody else.
Hey,
the
I've been the leader of Jalen Hurts' hive since the jump.
Yeah,
I was
you
hoping
really
he
have.
Was gonna be the Steelers franchise quarterback, but
I
they
was,
didn't take.
I was
him. Fucking Eagles got him. Bullshit.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard. Like.
I'm gonna keep going until they don't.
This one smelled like this could be an upset. This could be a sneaky trap game or something.
Oh,
like
definitely
that.
Could.
But I don't want to bet against Jalen Hurts. Sirianni on Pat the other day was fucking awesome. He played all the hits.
he knew
what he was doing. It was awesome.
Yeah,
he was a funny dude. It was awesome. Fell in love with the guy even more. So I'm on the Eagles.
Yeah,
I'm on the Eagles here, -5. Are you taking them? Are you buying points or like
minus
you taking
five.
Them at 7?
No, I'm gonna keep going until they lose.
All right.
They're a horse.
We're also both riding Philly here, so we'll see how that works.
Because even week one, I took them earlier in the week. So
now here's one that I flip-flopped on a couple times. Dallas at Rams. It's 5.5 right now.
Wait,
I'm on
Rams?
The Cowboys. I'm picking the Cowboys to win the game.
Who's favorite? The Rams, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go Rams. I can't bet for Dallas.
I know you can't. Are you taking them to cover 5.5?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I think this
defense is going to give them a lot of fucking problems.
Oh, it should.
Stafford couldn't even get to his fifth fucking step on 5-step drops on Monday night.
Yeah, this will really. This is like a giant game for Dallas. If they can beat the Rams,
bro,
it kind of puts the Rams in the basement.
Can you
like, hey, you better fix
that. We're going to have around the Dallas Cowboys if Cooper Rush goes in and beats the Super Bowl champion.
Dallas
5-0 in his first 5 starts.
Dallas has the 4th best odds right now to come out of the NFC.
Yeah,
is that not insane? I didn't see it coming.
They're playing efficient offense. The defense looks damn fucking good.
Yeah, they're kind of a sleeper coming out of nowhere.
Mike McCarthy's not doing any fucking dumb Big Mike things. Like. Mm-hmm. We're kind of doing stuff here.
Quarterback
you know?
Controversy.
How about them Cowboys?
About them Cowboys.
Hey, Jerry Jones, he's seen David say Goliath. He can do it again. this one kind of breaks my heart. Cincinnati at Baltimore. This one, I've just been... my head, my heart is just telling me Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow's going to light these boys up.
That's it worries me. And then, like, could you imagine sitting on Monday here talking
six straight home games?
Six straight home games. Like, they've trailed for like 14 seconds.
Who are
so
they going
to
blame? Who are they going to blame after this loss?
I don't know.
Is it John?
Are Arnold? We both on Cincy on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have him in my book plus three, but I'll take a money line here.
It's 3.5 right now. The line is
take money line.
Money line.
If the Ravens win, though,
I'm doing the same thing.
I would say they win by a field goal. I think it's going to be close. I don't think anybody kills each other, but
I'm very worried. Cincinnati, dude. They don't get after the quarterback very well.
Exactly.
They don't.
Joe
really
Burrow's
do
only been sacked, I think, 5 times in the last 3 weeks.
After the Jets game, he's played two teams coming up that. Well, Miami decided not to blitz anymore. They were getting constant pressure, but they stopped when they lost all their corners.
Yeah.
So they backed off. If Joe has time, he's been picking people apart, as he did all of last year. When he's standing upright, there's a reason people talk about him as a top 10 quarterback and one of the best quarterbacks in football. Are they going to be able to get after him? I don't know. Like, are they going to blitz? Are they going to do what they did to Mac Jones?
They're in
I don't know.
They're trying to be aggressive, but they can't because their backside just been getting burnt.
But like for me,
so like,
it's like
I think Mixon might have
really
a decent game too.
Like besides Devin Singletary fumbling that ball at that stretch of time that he did against Baltimore, he ran the ball really well.
Yeah,
and then they got to the point they were down 17. They just abandoned the run game except for Josh Allen running just on a whim. But like they ran the ball pretty well. Miami ran the ball really well.
Yeah.
New England ran the ball really well.
Really well. Yeah, they did too.
Like, this defense doesn't do a lot. They're opportunistic. It doesn't move. They take the ball away.
Yeah.
But you can't live on that every single. Like, you need to be able to get some stops together.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
This is lining up for, like, Cincinnati to have one of those coming out parties again offensively. Like, Jamar Chase scoring touchdowns, like, getting loose. Like, that's
whoever
just
wins
all
this
I've been
game,
imagining.
You're kind of putting yourself in the driver's seat to win the division.
Because the North fucking stinks. And if you win this game now.
You are catapulted right there as number one. I'm not saying that's like that you're gonna keep it, but
it's a good jump start. Honestly.
You're starting first.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm betting against Lamar, but again, like this doesn't feel like the Ravens that we've known.
Not at all.
They don't run
complete
the ball
opposite.
Well. They don't defend very well. They don't get after the quarterback
they
at
lose
least.
Home
you
games.
Know what I mean? They're losing home games. They're losing big leads. Like. Yeah, what do we do with this team?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
we'll
they
know
are.
By Monday. We'll know what the fuck to do with
they've
this team by Monday.
They've only been down 14 seconds.
And they're 2-2. Like, that's crazy to me. But that's literally, that shows how, like, make or miss this fucking league is, man.
Yeah, literally. Anything can happen.
Vegas going to Kansas City on Monday night.
This is weird.
This line is 7. I'm taking Kansas City pretty easily on this. I don't think, I'm not really too concerned about anything that Las Vegas does right now. Kansas City just looks like a fucking juggernaut. Like I've rewatched that game twice against Tampa Bay. They did whatever the fuck they wanted against arguably the best defense I've watched in football all year. Like I don't see, maybe if Vegas, they get enough constant pressure with 4 that Tampa Bay really wasn't able to do on Sunday night. Maybe that changes the math a little bit for me, but I'm taking Kansas City as
I'm going to take the Raiders.
You're taking them
to
cover?
Yeah,
okay.
Cover.
Okay. But now that is true. Raiders have been very close to Mahomes.
I don't think they win.
They've been very close. Every single game they've played, they've come down
to
like the last
possession. That would be a huge win for them. I mean,
talk about saving your season the past 2 weeks, honestly, if they do that. Yeah, I feel pretty good about Kansas City. I think Kansas City's getting back into like they're rounding into form here where they're figuring out creative ways again to get Kelce open. They got guys who can open the field a little bit. Like it's just all down to these receivers making plays. And Mahomes just being cool with taking whatever the defense is giving them. And they're running the ball, like probably the best they have in the Mahomes era, obviously.
Right.
And the defense looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. How many dogs I got in here? 1, 2. It's not that bad. 3.
Cincy's dog. Detroit's a dog.
I only got 3.
Jets are a dog.
Oh, Jets are. We got 4 in there. 5.
All
right, 5. That's cool. I'm cool
with
that.
It's not bad. 5
puppies.
I mean,
that's
the way
good.
That
that's
it's
good.
Been
that's
going
good.
This year, dogs have been the move. Dogs have been the move. I've gone 2 dog heavy.
I switched up this week.
I've been going 2 dog heavy.
Yeah, right.
2 dog heavy. Got to change it up.
The big spreads do kind of, they kind of scare me
like
that bit.
Buffalo 14 scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it makes
like,
sense.
Like, it's hard to beat a team by 14 points. Like, it does happen, and we've seen the Bills just dominate a fucking team.
Right.
But it's just hard to look at that and go, yeah, they'll beat a team by 2 touchdowns.
Right, yeah. Tampa Bay kind of, but it kind of doesn't. I mean, Tampa Bay, I think this is the week where Atlanta just like just gets absolutely smashed.
Yeah, when's the magic ran off? You know, no Kyle and that Pitts, defense just no got Cordero
fucked
Patterson.
Up. That defense is mad, and they're gonna be like, oh, we're gonna fucking kill you, Mariota.
Yeah,
like without Cordell Patterson, especially too.
Again, it's been crazy to and watch Pitts. The Falcons because they've played about as efficient football as you can get until one mistake Mariota makes every goddamn fourth quarter to swing that ball game one way or another.
Have a few mistakes this week.
I think so too. I think everyone receiving core wise is going to be healthy again for Tampa Bay, so they can build some more rapport. I thought they looked good. It's just they got blitzed by Mahomes, honestly. So what are we gonna do? But they were good. I'm feeling good about the picks this week. I think we bounce back this week. I don't know what I'm actually putting U.S. currency on, what combination of teams I'm doing.
That's what's important.
I'm cool with looking at this on paper, but I don't know what teams I'm picking to put.
Look, this is what you got to think about. You go 3-14 or 3. You go 3-13, you put $100 on the three teams that win.
Yeah.
You're all 300.
Yeah, I feel good.
You know what I mean?
I just got to figure out which ones I'm riding here. So that'll be probably what I do most of my Friday. So, all right, that's it. Everyone enjoy the game. No episode on Friday. I'll be on 1300 AM CBS doing the sports dude radio. We'll be back on Monday. Join your football. Hopefully you win a lot of money. I'm basically saying that to myself. We'll talk to you. See you.
It's over. It's over.
Y'all take it easy. I'm out.